And what is particularly concerning is the implications of the blockade of Straits of Hormuz on straits used in other parts of the world for international navigation. Our position is under the United Nations Convention on the Law of Sea and customary international law, there is free right to transit passage across such straits, and that no one can impose tolls or selectively decide whose ships get access to these waters. And we are very wary when other countries treat navigational rights and freedoms as discretionary privileges to be negotiated or paid for. Look at the Straits of Malacca. It connects the Indian Ocean to the west and Singapore Straits leading to South China Sea in the east. 30% of the world's global trade flows through it. It sustains the maritime sector in Singapore, which accounts for 7% of our annual GDP and employs over 170,000 people. The narrowest point in the Straits of Malacca is less than 2 nautical miles. For comparison, the narrowest point in the Straits of Hormuz is about 21 nautical miles. So this is 10 times narrower, or Straits of Hormuz is 10 times bigger. So how should we respond when someone says civilian ships have to pay a toll to pass through the Straits of Malacca? And if they don't, they face missiles, mines, or drone strikes. This is why the Minister for Foreign Affairs said in Parliament, we cannot engage in negotiations for safe passage of ships or negotiate on toll rates in the Straits of Hormuz. Now, there were some immediate reactions. Ms. Nurul Izzah, Deputy President of PKR in Malaysia, she said, and I quote, that our position reflected a narrow strategic posture that prioritizes alignment over regional responsibility and international law. She said Iran was the target of war crimes and controls on the straits are an attempt to seek a durable peace. And she said Minister Vivian was echoing the strategic preferences of external powers whose interests do not always align with our region. Mr. Sharazdan Johan, the Vice President of the DAP, said, the Malaysian government, quote, will do what is needed to protect the people of Malaysia, including negotiating for passage through the Straits of Hormuz. This was in response to another commentator, but Prime Minister Anwar has acknowledged that the position Singapore takes is for us to decide, and it's in Singapore's matter. And it was important for Singapore and Malaysia to maintain their friendship. So we appreciate his statement. This is not a case of Singapore siding with the US or Western countries. We have said what we have said in our own strategic interest, consistent with international law, and it is a core interest for Singapore.